open-mindedly what you're capable of and what you're not capable of. Start seeing where you're never going to go, what you're never going to do, and how limited you really are. Because we live in this spongy idea, this spongy environment of endless possibilities, endless choices. All roads open. And it's not true. We're actually living in our limitations. But we don't call it that. We don't recognize it as that. And we kind of delude ourselves that there's all these open roads. It's not true. It's just more comforting to think that way, and we're taught to think that way. But if you want union with God, first, you have to see your limitations. And when you start to be aware of your limitations and accept them just as a fact, not as a blow to your ego or not as something to get upset about, but just as a fact. Because that's what they are, simple facts. If you can start to accept them as the simple facts they are, then you've begun to accept reality. Then you've begun to pierce the idea that you're this unique individual and that matters more than anything, which is the same as the snowflake saying, hey, look at me, I'm an individual. And if you do that just a little bit, if you start to get a little more clear in these ways, if you start to see your position a little more correctly, a little more accurately, not through the lens of cultural ideas and society-given ideas and parental-given ideas, and set worldview ideas, you'll be open for the first time to some kind of actual union with actual God. Not some mental idea that isn't based on anything other than other ideas. The individual can't have union with God. There's no individual. The idea is wrong to begin with. But a certain kind of union can happen when there's no individual. A certain kind